Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a heat advisory for our area once again today. Sunny, humid, chance of thunderstorms towards evening, lower 90s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, humid, showers and thunderstorms, 75 to 80. Friday, showers and a thunderstorm, lower 80s. Saturday, hazy, humid, showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85 degrees. Well, most of the storms went to the south of us and to the west of us yesterday. Routes 7 and 341 going towards Cornwall and Warren from the center of Kent were closed due to downed trees and wires at about 7 p.m. Several side roads and moors were also closed, while a fallen tree caused minor damage to a home on Seeger Mountain Road in Kent, according to police. Nearly 49% of Morris's Eversource customers were also left in the dark, and 34% of Kent customers were without power hours after the storm at about 8:30 in the evening. Meanwhile, that same string of storms left 70-mile-hour winds, knocked out power for thousands in Dutchess County. There was hail at 1.5 inches in diameter as it moved east over Poughkeepsie and Pleasant Valley, according to the National Weather Service. Central Hudson and New York State Electric and Gas put out statements they had mobilized repair crews to resolve problems. As of about 10:30 last night, more than 11,000 Central Hudson customers remained without power, down from more than 16,000 earlier in the night. Less than 500 NYSEG customers still needed service, down from roughly 4,000. Governor Ned Lamont and state officials say Connecticut is positioned for federal climate funds. The state's newest climate change legislation should put Connecticut in a good position to receive millions of dollars in anticipated federal funds to help foot the bill for expensive resiliency projects needed across the state, according to the governor and other state officials. Kurt Johnson, president of the environmental group Save the Sound, predicted Connecticut will receive between $3 or $4 in federal funds for every $1 the state spends on resiliency efforts. In Connecticut, the positivity rate for COVID-19 remains below 1%. Yesterday, the governor announced the positivity rate of 0.68%. There were no additional COVID-related deaths since Friday, leaving the overall total since the start of the pandemic to 8,279. Governor Cuomo has declared New York a state of emergency to address the surge in gun violence. A surge in violence across cities in New York has led the governor to declare that state of emergency. The move, which Cuomo called a disaster emergency, means New York can bolster its law enforcement presence in cities where shootings are on the rise and put additional state resources in crime-ridden areas. Additionally, he said the state will establish a new gun violence prevention office within the state health department, requiring police agencies to better report where shootings are happening and establish new councils on gun violence and reduction. Sharon Parks and Recreation presents the Sharon Summer Concert Series every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion in Veterans Field. Today, performing will be Scarecrow, It's Country and Americana. More information, SharonParkAndRec.org. Village of Millerton has a meeting at Village Hall. The workshop meeting is a reorganizational meeting set for 6 p.m. this evening. In Dover, the Zoning Board of Appeals has their regular meeting at Dover Town Hall. In Cornwall tomorrow, Cornwall Conservation Commission meeting via Zoom at 10:30 in the morning. In Kent tomorrow, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has a meeting set for July 8th. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. The Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues at the VFW Couch Piper Post in North Canaan on Route 7. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun every Thursday from 6 till 9 p.m. It's Rain or Shine from 6 till 9 p.m. Dan's Roadhouse Country is performing this week. Friday's on the green in Norfolk Summer Events. This Friday, a watermelon eating contest plus lawn games with the Bowtell School PTO. It starts at 6:30. The town of Ancrum Republican and Democratic caucuses are scheduled for July 10th. The Republican caucus is scheduled for 2 p.m. on Saturday. The Democratic caucus is scheduled for 4 p.m. Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast is Sunday from 7 to 10:30 at the Sharon Firehouse. $7, you get the pancakes, French toast, eggs, potato, sausage, and bacon. If you'd like to pre-order, please call or text 917-742-7287 by Saturday at 4 p.m. You can pick up your breakfast and then go to the Sharon Playhouse for live music from 8:30 till 10. They thank Robert and Alan for arranging that. Tables and chairs will be there to sit back, eat pancakes, keep calm, and listen to music. Falls Village Car and Motorcycle Show is happening on Sunday, 10 to 3, throughout Falls Village, Connecticut. Street rods, muscle cars, classic cars, race cars, refreshments, and more. Proceeds benefit the Housatonic Valley FFA and the FFA alumni. The Ralph Venturilla Memorial and Amenia Lions Club Kids Fishing Derby, ages 15 and under, being held Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., rain or shine. Free hot dog, chips, soda, and water for each angler for ages 15 and under. No dogs, glass containers, casting or lures, throwing rocks, or unattended children. Free worms will be provided. The Venturilla Pond is located behind Freshtown. In Amenia, enter from Old North Road. Nobel laureate Harold Varmus will give a talk on the future of medicine at the Kent Memorial Library Lecture, covering COVID-19, cutting-edge cancer research, CRISPR, and more than the pandemic has generated, showed renewed interest. This will take place at the Kent Community House July 11th at 4 p.m. The talk is free and open to the public. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starting off today at 34,577.37, the NASDAQ at 14,663.64, and the S&P 500 at 4343.54. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.